Any anise corn and soybean crops are holding up in good shape through grain fill and pod development, but a warm, humid, rainy stretch has crop scouts on high alert for disease as harvest approaches. Purdue corn specialist Dan Quinn says to watch for fragile leaf spot, Septoria brown spot, sudden death syndrome, brown stem rot, and especially red crown rot, which shows up as early infections at the soil line and telltale intervenal chloroses that you will miss unless you look low in the canopy. On the soybean side, Purdue specialist Sean Casto reports crazy top tied to flooding plus a surprising uptick in bacterial leaf streak, a hard-to-treat problem that farmers in Illinois and Iowa can easily mistake for gray leaf spot. Both experts stress that steady field scouting and smart fungicide planning for next season are your best bet to protect yield as the crop pushes toward maturity. Indiana farmers are entering a critical stretch of the growing season as corn and soybean crops continue to advance, but crop scouts say now is the time to keep a close eye on disease pressure. USDA's latest crop progress report shows Indiana's corn and soybean crop remains in generally good condition as grain fill and pod development continue. However, recent stretches of warm temperatures, high humidity, and scattered rainfall have created favorable conditions for several diseases. In corn, we're looking for fragile leaf spot. I mean, you'll sure have Septoria brown spot down the lower part of the canopy. That's nothing really to worry about. Kind of still on the edge of whether red crown rot's really going to start to pop or not. We've seen some initial infections there at the soil line, but you know, if you're not looking down there, you're probably not seeing it. And so sudden death syndrome, brown stem rot, and now let's look for red crown rot to see if we have that intervenal chloroses. That's according to Purdue Extension corn specialist Dan Quinn, and for soybeans I've had some pictures sent to me of some crazy top. That's one that always shows up with flooding. We've seen actually quite a bit of bacterial leaf streak, maybe not as much in Indiana, but I know other states, Illinois, Iowa. That's one that actually you can get a little bit confused with gray leaf spot and how it looks. So those bacterial, there's not a lot you can do about them. Those are some that we don't always see, but we've seen a little bit more this year. According to Purdue Extension soybean specialist Sean Castile, both say regular field scouting and timely fungicide decisions for following seasons remain the best defense to protect yield potential as crops move toward maturity.